continuing our tradition of learning for those who do not have someone to learn on their behalf, please learn this week's Mishnah on the Parsha in the merit of Nosson Avram ben Pinchas. This year is brought to you by Chevel on the Mishnah and the OU. This week's shiur on the 3 weeks is entitled, What Are We Missing? In keeping with the atmosphere of Avelis, mourning for the Beis HaMikdash, Jews the world over meticulously observe the various restrictions that are in effect at this time. In fact, as the Bach points out, many of the practices adopted and adhered to over the centuries go well beyond the letter of the law, as recorded in the Mishnah. For example, the Mishnah in Tanya states, Mishnichnas Av Mimatim B'Simcha. Once the month of Av arrives, we minimize acts of joy. Erev Tisha B'Av, on the eve of Tisha B'Av, referring to the Sudas Masekas, the final meal before the fast, Lo Yochal Adam Shnei Tafshilim. One should not eat two types of dishes, Lo Yochal Basar, Lo Yishtan Yayin. Nor should he eat meat or drink wine at this meal. The Mishnah forbids the consumption of meat and wine only during the Sudah Masekas on Erev Tisha B'Av. We, on the other hand, refrain from these delicacies already from the beginning of the month. While the added restrictions are commendable, and having been accepted by the collective Jewish community, have the force of law, there does seem to be a certain integral element that is somewhat lacking from our observance today, namely, real sorrow in our hearts. While the importance of observing the restrictions should not be discounted, our sages have emphasized that it is the feeling in the heart that is paramount. Why does this crucial element, which should have been central to our observance, seem so rare and even elusive? It may very well result from an unfortunate lack of appreciation for what exactly it is that we are mourning. Without a clear idea of what it is we have lost and what we are yearning for, it is indeed difficult to experience a deep sense of mourning. Let us attempt to examine for a few moments what the central focus of our avelus, our mourning, should be. Perhaps this exercise will awaken within us an appropriate spirit of sorrow. Through Ruach HaKodesh, divine inspiration, Shlomo HaMelech composed Shir HaShirim, a beautiful work that describes, in dialogue form, the relationship between Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Klal Yisrael. In the fifth chapter, he wrote the following, Hikuni, I have been stricken. Fitzuuni, I have been wounded. Imtinsu as Dodi, if you find my beloved, Ma tagidulo, what shall you tell him? Shecholas ahava ani, that I have fallen ill from yearning. The Vilna Gaon understands that this verse is spoken by the Jewish people from their station in exile, still reeling from the effects of the Churban, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. When it says, I have been stricken, it means they declare by the destruction of both the first and second Beis HaMikdash and the slaughter of the myriad Torah scholars in the wake of the destruction. I have been wounded is referring to as Eretz Yisrael itself was ravaged and destroyed. Despite a lengthy and unfortunate list of numerous travails, there's only one thing Klal Yisrael states which they simply cannot get over. As the verse continued, if you find my beloved, meaning should you wish to relate my sorrows, my troubles to Hashem, tell him only of the most difficult and tragic one. As the verse continued, that I am sick from yearning. The absence of the Shekhinah, Hashem's divine presence, trumps all of the other travails. And so we begin to understand what the main source of the sorrow is. It is certainly true that the physical persecutions the Jews were subjected to at the time of the Churban and throughout history were of horrific proportions, but they are still not the main focus of the Avelis. In the pristine state, Klal Yisrael was able, to some extent, to survive and continue, even after pogroms, crusades, expulsions, and annihilations. It is the separation from Hashem, who was once so close to us, that Yisrael cannot bear. Now that he seems far and hidden, we feel completely lost. This yearning will eventually build to an amazing crescendo. And a verse in chapter 7 of Shir Shirim, Klal Yisrael cry out, return, return, Shalamis, the complete one, referring to Hashem and His presence. Return, return, and let us see you. The Vilna Gaon understands that the Jewish people will call out to the Shekhinah to return His presence to their midst. When the time of Kibbutz Golias, the ingathering of the exiles, and Tchias HaMesim, the resurrection of the dead, arrives, all Yisrael will gather and storm the heavens with a thundering call to come back and let us see you. In his Sefer Yibon HaMikdash, Shlomo Brevda portrays the climactic scenario. Together with all the worthy Jews, the tzaddikim from past generations will assemble. Avram, Yitzchak and Yaakov, Moshe and Aaron, Gidon, Shimshon and all the Shoftim, the judges, Yeshaya, Yirmiah, and all the Nevi'im, all the prophets, David HaMelech with his son Shlomo, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Kiva, and all the Tanoim, Abaya, Rava, and all the Amoraim, the Gaonim, the Rishonim, who were the medieval commentators, and the Achronim, the later commentators, all Gedolim, all great Torah leaders, Tzaddikim, and upright Yidden from all generations, all who remained faithful to Hashem, observed the Torah and mitzvos, kept strong in their belief, and mourned for the Beis HaMikdash, and longed for the redemption. All shall gather around the Temple Mount to beseech Hashem to once again rest His presence amongst us. All at once, this holy assemblage shall address the Shekhinah and cry out from the depths of their hearts, return, return, Shalamis, return, return, that we may see you. And the Shekhinah, in the presence of all Yisrael, will respond in kind and descend from the heavens to dwell amongst us, this time for good. May we all be Zocha, may we all merit to see it.